Young Rambunculus pointed the pleader out to his sister.
Ha! You could take lessons from that rascal, Tragedia.
Buckler restored order, bawling out in fine parade ground manner.
Silence, you horrible lot! Next beast to make a sound gets slain forthwith! Now shut up!
This had the desired effect. The Flitchi fell quiet, apart from the odd groan, sob or sniffle. Dymphnia with a spike glanced fearfully at Buckler.
What do you plan on doing with these unfortunate wretches?
Baby Dub-Dub echoed her.
Unfortunate wretches?
And went back to sucking his paw. Diggs twirled his loaded sling nonchalantly.
I thought up any blinking dreadful fate yet, old lad?
Django Big Boat interrupted with the age-old solution.
Wipe them all out, mate. They'd have murdered us. Aye, and not swiftly either. I've heard tales of Flitchi deeds that don't bear thinking about. Right, Sniffy?
The Gaussian scout tested the point of his rapier.
Aye, chief. The only good vermin's a dead'un.
Oakhart protested.
Pon me spike, sirrah! You don't mean that we should slaughter them all? It's unthinkable.
Oakhart's mother, Crumphus, a shrewd old hedgehog, looked to Buckler, who was obviously in command.
What's your opinion, Longblade?
The young hare stared at the quivering, prostrate vermin.
I'm with Oakhart. It's one thing slaying a foe beast in the heat of battle, but defeating them, then killing the survivors, isn't right. That'd make us murderers no better than the Flitchi. Where I come from, that sort of thing just ain't done. It's against any true warrior's code.
Django nodded.
You may have a point there, Buck. But what are you going to do, eh? We can't just turn them loose.
A sudden idea came to Buckler.
Give the Flitchi a taste of their own medicine.
Rainbow, the only mole in the Witherspiked troop, chuckled gruffly.
You mean to make you vermin sniffing them own nasty smoke, sir?
Diggs backed his friend up to the hilt.
I say, what a super wheeze back. Send the filthy blighters off for a jolly long snooze, what? That'll teach the little rotters.
The plan seemed to catch the approval of every beast, even Django and Sniffy. Buckler set the scheme into action, calling out orders.
Take all their weapons and chuck them in the stream. Get them all out of those scary rags and face masks. Burn the lot. Sniffy, scout along the stream bank. See if you can spot a couple of willows near the edge. Django, Oki, get all the supplies of those herbs they use to create the knockout fumes.
This ends Disc 3.